Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russia's defense ministry says it's implementing a daily humanitarian pause of military operations around the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo. UN humanitarian chief says 48 hours would be better. Regional analyst Anthony Billingsley of the University of New South Wales tells VOA 48 hours is more realistic.
It seems to me that it must fit into some sort of response to difficulties that the Syrians and the Russians have been having around Aleppo over the last couple of days, where the siege, the blockade has been broken. And at the same time, the government-controlled area of Aleppo is in itself risking being isolated. And so I think they're probably trying somehow or other to slow down rebel advances, to give the Assad government time to get forces into position, etc.
Reuters reports that sources are saying the urgent insurgent threat to take to the battle of the western parts of the Syrian districts increases prospects for a more protracted and bloody battle. Series of blasts in Thailand's southern provinces between yesterday and today has killed at least four people, wounded dozens more. Police say they believe the blasts are from local sabotage and not the work of Islamic terrorists. Bruce Hancock is an expatriate from New Zealand who lives in the community of Hua Hin where the blasts took place.
It's astonishing what's happening in little Hua Hin. It's a place where tourism, and especially this weekend with the Queen's birthday, it's supposed to be a place for celebration. But with this recent happening with the bombs, it's just shocking everybody.
Thai junta chief said the blasts are an attempt to create chaos and confusion. This is VOA News. Russia's UN envoy Vitaly Churkin says the issue of Crimea's annexation will never be revisited. Russia has accused Ukraine of plotting attacks in the disputed peninsula, and Churkin called the alleged plots a clear act of sabotage and terrorism. UN Security Council met in an emergency closed-door session at Ukraine's request to discuss the tensions. Turning to U.S. politics, for the second time this week, a group of prominent Republicans says it will not support Donald Trump for president. Meantime, Trump told a group of evangelical Christians in Orlando, Florida, the U.S. is not very well liked around the world.
But they don't respect us. They don't respect our country. They don't respect our president. They don't like our president. Putin doesn't like our president. Putin has no respect for Obama whatsoever. Wouldn't it be nice if we could actually get along with Russia? Wouldn't that be a decent thing? Wouldn't that be nice?
Meantime, Clinton campaigned in Warren, Michigan, where she formally unveiled her economic plans.
My message to every worker in Michigan and across America is this: I will stop any trade deal that kills jobs or holds down wages, including the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Trump also is opposed to the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. U.S. House of Representatives Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and other House Democrats are calling on Republicans to hold an emergency session of Congress to address the Zika virus and other pressing issues. President Obama may shift more money to combat the virus within the next day or so. At the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, American gymnast Simone Biles is now officially the best gymnast in the world. She won the gold medal late Thursday. VOA's Park Brewer was there.
Simone Biles showed why she was the heavy favorite, putting on a spectacular floor exercise that closed the competition, as well as scoring the most points of anyone in any of the four routines. The 19-year-old Biles was overcome with emotion when she learned she was Olympic champion.
Everything hit me at once, and I realized I had finally done it.
Biles' combined score for the uneven bars, vault, balance beam, and floor was 2.1 points ahead of teammate and one of her best friends, Ali Raisman, who got the silver medal. Alia Mustafina of Russia won the bronze. Park Brewer, VOA News, at the Rio Olympics.
And China continued its dominance in table tennis as Ma Yong, the best player in the world, beat his teammate Zhang Zike in the championship win, marking the third straight time the Chinese team has won both gold and silver at the Olympics. You can keep up with the latest on what's happening at the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.